Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty King you are. What an awesome Father you are. You are the friend to the fatherless. You are our friend. You called us your very elect children, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, because of you, we will not be deceived in the name of Jesus. We will not be bamboozled out of our garden. O God, the wicked one will not cause us to go astray because we are keeping our eyes fixed on you. What a mighty God you are. What an awesome King you are. King of kings and Lord of lords, we bless your name. We praise your name. We honor you today, Lord God. We thank you that you are our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy name, thy righteous name. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. Oh, yeah, nobody can say, let there be, hallelujah, and there is. Nobody can bring forth the sun, the moon, the stars, and have them shine at just the right time. Nobody can blow their breath into us, and we become living souls. You're almighty. You're God all by yourself. No God greater, no God holier, no God mighty, mighty, almighty, 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 almighty. We call upon your holy name. We call upon your righteous name. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We bless your name. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you that you are Father. You are Lord. You are Shepherd. You are the King of kings in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, we thank you today that we can say, Abba, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy name, thy righteous name. You are the King. Oh, yeah, you are the King that calls us out of the dark way into your marvelous light. And, Father, we come to align with your perfect will. We put on our helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness, our loins are girded about with truth, our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the sword of the Spirit in one hand, the shield of faith in the other, and you are our rear guard. Oh, yeah, Father, we thank you for your precious blood that you shed on Calvary's cross, oh, God. Oh, God, you didn't do anything in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are innocent, but we are guilty. So, Father, we repent. You said, who can know their errors? We repent for every error, every transgression, every trespass. We repent, Lord God, of our souls' diseases. Oh, yeah, we repent, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for everything that we cause to be a spot on our soul. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, Lord. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, Father. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do, what you're about to do, what you've done already. You are magnificent, Father. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the King of kings. No God great like you, Jehovah. No God mighty like you, Jehovah. Nobody, nobody, nobody can give us wise counsel like you. We come before your presence, thanking you, honoring you, blessing you. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the King. So, Father, today, we thank you for everything that you're doing, everything you're about to do. We honor you. We give you glory. Oh, God, glory to the King of kings. Glory to the Almighty. And, Lord, order our steps in your will, in your way, in your word. Order our steps in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we need our steps ordered. We don't know the way. But we know the way maker in the name of Jesus. So we thank you today that you are a way maker. You have made a way for us where there's seemingly no way in the mighty name of Jesus. We are thanking you today for what you've done, all the great things that you have done. You have kept the coronavirus from being in our path in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today, Lord God, that you are the one who orders our steps in the name of Jesus. You are ordering our steps in the mighty name of Jesus. You are ordering our steps on a daily basis. Hallelujah. need the Father to order our steps in His Word. His Word is a lamp unto our feet, a light to our pathway. We need Him to order our steps on a daily basis. Oh, yeah, not just Sunday and Wednesday, but daily. Daily walking close to Him. Well, good afternoon. Thank God for each of you joining us on Wednesday midweek Bible study. Oh, yeah, we are studying. The Lord is ordering our steps. He said in 2 Timothy 2:15, study. Show yourself pleasing to me. Approved to God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, it's praise time on the prayer line today. We thank God on the Bible study line. We have Esther Collins with us from New Orleans, Louisiana. She's going to sing a song of praise unto the Lord. Good afternoon, Esther. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine. How are you?
Amen, amen. Wonderful. What are you going to sing today?
Let Jesus fix it for you.
Amen. I know I need Him to fix it for me. Go ahead.
Let Jesus fix it for you. He knows just what to do. And whenever you pray, let Him have His way, and He'll fix it. He'll fix it for you. A church to keep I have. A mighty God to glorify. And every dust in soul to save and fix it for the sky. Let Jesus fix it for you. He knows. He knows just what to do. And whenever you pray, just let Him have. Oh, let Jesus have. Let Him have His way. And Jesus will fix it. Jesus will fix it for you. Let Jesus, thank you, Jesus, fix it for you. Oh, he knows just what to do. And whenever you pray, just let him have His way, and Jesus will fix it for you. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Jesus knows just what to do. Yes, He does. He knows what to do. I thank God for that awesome, awesome song. Let Jesus, you know, we can't fix nothing. We can't fix nothing. Can't fix nothing in our own lives, our children's lives, our grandchildren, our family, our sisters, brothers' lives, aunts, uncles. We can't fix nothing. I can't even fix nothing around the house. More or less, I can't even fix it in my own life. So I have to go to the Father, to the one who can fix it for me. So I thank God He can fix it for us. Yep, He can fix it for us. Well, we have Minister Sister Lanny McBride from Jackson, Mississippi on with us. She's going to sing a song of praise. Today, I don't know if she's going to do one or two, but however the Lord lead her. Good afternoon, Sister Lainey. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Sister G and everybody else. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. What are you going to play?
I'm going to do a song that I wrote some time ago, and it's just based on the different names of God and how he loves us and how he covers us.
Amen.
Called Lord, Lord Over Me. Lord over me, you are my secret place. You are my cup, my dwelling, my refuge, my fortress. I'm under your shadow. Who shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? Cause you, Lord, over me, Jesus. Lord, over me, Lord, over. You are my hand. You are my armor, my shield, my keeper, my rock, and my strong tower. Who shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? Of you, Lord, over me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, Lord, over me, Lord, oh, God. You are my transformer. You are my comfort, forgiver, my healer, deliverer, and my salvation. Who shall I? Of whom shall I be afraid? Of you, Lord, over me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm in your safety, God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, over me, Lord. Oh, God. You are my breath, help. You are my strength, my hope, my help, my peace, and all my trouble. Who shall I fear, God? Of whom shall I be afraid? Of you, Lord, oh my Jesus. You love over me, Jesus. I need you to refine my desire. Refine with your power, Lord. Refine my desire. Burn out everything that is not of you, God. Oh, refine my desire. Nobody can do me like you, Jesus. Lord, refine my desire. Oh, my Lord, you're all my hope, God. Lord, over me. Oh, God, Lord, over me, God. Nobody can do me like you. Oh, Lord, over me.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let Jesus fix it for us. And he is Lord over us. It's a good thing he's Lord over us because we don't know the way. but he is the way maker. Yeah, he is Lord over us. He's our dwelling place, our fortress, our shadow, our healer, our deliverer. You go on and on and on and on. He's everything that we need. Oh, yeah,
Amen.
We are so grateful that he's our shepherd, leading us in the path of righteousness for his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Minister Lanny. You singing another one, or that's it?
If anybody asks who I am, anybody asks you who I am, you can tell them I'm a child of God.
Comforts us. We receive it now.
We receive it now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
All right. Yes.
Amen.
From the book of Psalms, chapter 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. So repeat after me. We are not cast down.
We are not cast down.
In our soul. Neither are we disquieted. We are not anxious.
We are not anxious.
Or worried.
Because our hope is in God.
We praise Him. Because He is our help.
In all things.
We receive this promise now.
In Jesus Christ's name.
Esther.
From the book of Psalms, chapter 42, verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise Him for the health of His countenance. Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me. The Lord promised me. The Lord promised me.
The Lord promised me.
In His word,
we are definitely
persuaded,
nor things that are present, nor things that will come, nor things that will be able to separate us from the love of our Father God,
which is in Christ Jesus,
our Lord.
We receive it now.
In Jesus Christ's name. Esther. From the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Verse 39, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me. The Lord promised.
That God's goodness and mercy.
Goes with us every day of our lives. And we are grateful to stay.
To stay.
And stay.
And say.
And say.
And stay.
And say.
In the Lord's house.
In the Lord's house.
Eternally.
Eternally.
I receive this promise now.
I receive this promise now.
In Jesus Christ's name.
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Esther.
From the book of Psalms, chapter 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 All right, repeat after me. I will study God's word.
I will study God's word.
I will have God's approval.
I will
be a servant.
I will be a servant.
That will not be ashamed. I know and understand.
I know and understand.
How to. Rightly divide.
God's word of truth.
I receive this promise now. In Jesus Christ's namesake. Amen.
Amen.
Esther.
From the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. You could give yourself a great big hug and thank the Lord for the word of God. His word is awesome. His word is true. God is a divine. He is the divine God, and he is faithful. His faithfulness is, oh, my God, he is so faithful. We can count on him. We can count on God. He's not slack concerning any promise. His promises to us are yea and amen. In Genesis 28:22, God promised that as long as the earth remaineth, there'll be seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. They will continue forever. God doesn't lie. He's not human. He's a spirit. He's a supernatural God. Nothing is impossible to our God. When we look through God's word, our Bible, he has been faithful throughout the generations. He didn't just start in 2020. He's been faithful throughout the generations. So when we look back, oh God, into our lives, and we look into the present, he's going to continually be faithful. We thank God for his faithfulness to us. Think about, this is a thought question. Think about trials you face now and how strong you are because you face those trials. You didn't face them alone. God gave you help to face every trial. And through every trial, you got stronger and stronger. God was with you every trial. He went. Someone's got a child on. Would you mind muting your line? I unmuted all lines. I apologize. God is with you through every trial that we face. We thank God. He was with Noah on the ark. We've been studying in Genesis 1. All the way, we're in chapter 10 now. He was faithful to Noah and to his family through the flood. And when it rained, the rains were so heavy, the ark was swaying back and forth. Maybe, you know, it seemed like they would tilt over. But God rescued them from destruction. And he'll rescue us from destruction. When the, you know, when it rained in your life and my life, God, he has a place for us that's safe. God is, he was faithful to them through their generation, even to our generation. He was faithful to our generation, to our grandparents, our parents, and to us. We are so blessed. Think about when you were younger. Each situation you faced that God gave you strength to endure. Maybe it was strength you faced in your home as a child that was so difficult, you didn't even know if you would make it through. So I'm going to ask you a question. Think about the question and then state your name, and you can answer the question. I would like for someone to share for about 2 minutes a childhood experience that you didn't think you would overcome. A childhood experience that you didn't think you would overcome. Somebody, anybody can share. Just state your name and tell us a short. Just make it brief, a childhood experience that you didn't think you would overcome.
This is Sister Vivian. I'll share mine.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. My childhood experience that I experienced with my daddy having a relationship outside of marriage, and it hurt me very deeply, but I got over it.
Amen. Thank you, Vivian. All right. We appreciate that. All right. What promises did God make to Father? What promises did you make to Father God, but you did not keep? Let's think about it. These are thought questions right now. What promises did you make to Father God that you didn't keep? Think about what promises you made. Remember Hannah? She made a vow, promise to God. And she was so stressed. She was so stressed. But she kept her promise to God. She said, Lord, if you give me a man child, I will give him back to you. Keep her promise? Yes. She did. She gave, what was the son's name that God gave her? What was, state your name and the answer. What was her son's name?
Brian. I believe his name was Eli.
I haven't heard Mac the answer Brian. Yet. Thanks, Brother Brian. Somebody else?
Sister Lane, it was Samuel.
All right, good job. I heard two people say Samuel. Sister Laney, thank you. State your name when you give the answer. It was Samuel. We thank God for you, Brother Brian. All right. What promises or promise did you make to God that you kept? What promise or promise did you make to God that you did not keep? Think about those. Those are thought questions. Sometimes when we go through trials at home, we make promises. You know, you could be in the hospital on your sick bed. You could be in your house going through trial. Say, Lord, help me. I'm going through this with my husband. Help him to be a better man or a God-fearing man. And you know, help serve you all the days of his life. Lord, if you help me, you know, Lord, with my children, get my house in order. Lord, remove rebellion from them. They have been disobedient. Hard-headed, refuse to listen, refuse to follow instructions. Help, Lord. He'll work it out. Yeah, he will work it out. You know, you make promise, but I'll work in the church. I'll work with the youth group. I'll pray every day for the children of the world. You know, we make promises to God. Lord, if you heal me of diabetes, cancer, migraine, headache, I promise I will pray for people to be healed every day. I'll pray for the sick. So, you know, we make promises to God, but we got to write them down, write them up high, put them on the refrigerator, excuse me, put them on the doorpost, and remember them. Put them in your Bible, but open the Bible and say, oh, my God, I promised God yesterday that I was going to do this. So we got to ask God to forgive us for any broken promises. Who wants to pray for God to forgive us for any broken promises? Anybody, state your name and say, I'd like to pray for that.
Sister Vivian.
Okay, go ahead, Sister Vivian. Pray for any, all of us, because all of us make broken promises. Go ahead, Sister Vivian.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you are forgiving, God. I thank you, Lord God, for every promise, God, that we made to you, Lord, that we didn't keep, oh, God, that you forgave us, oh, God, because you knew what we were going to do, oh, God, before we even said it, Lord God. So we thank you for who you are to us, oh, God. Lord, you love us so much that you just sits on the right hand making intercession for us, asking the Father to forgive us of our sins, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for loving us so much. We thank you, Lord God, today, God. Lord, every promise that we have made to you cannot even amount up to the promises that you have made, God. And, Lord, we just thank you for that, Lord God, for your promises are so true and pure, but ours is frail, God. And, Lord, we have failed you, and we ask your forgiveness, and we thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us of every evil thought, wrong saying, anything that we have done that was not pleasing in your sight, God. Thank you, Father. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Vivian. All right. Okay, so think about this. As you grew into young adults, you faced situations that God helped you through. Can anyone tell us how God helped you through a situation when you were a teenager or a young adult? Someone who has not shared. Share. Somebody who wants to share when you were a teenager, how God brought you through a situation.
Brian.
Okay, Brother Brian, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. So when I was younger, I had, I was like 16 or 17, I had lost my wallet, and I couldn't find it anywhere at all. I looked all over the house. I looked in the car. I looked at my mom's house. And couldn't find it anywhere. So I had prayed the same night, like, Lord, please help me find my wallet. And when I woke up the next morning, as soon as I opened my eyes, the first thing I saw was my wallet land on the pillow next to me.
Amen. That's awesome. I love that testimony.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Brother Brian. All right, God has been with us, and he said he'll be with us even in our old age. Who would like to share how God helped you through a situation since you've been a senior citizen? Somebody else, somebody who has not shared. Come on, we've got plenty of senior citizens on here. Glory Dean, Mother Stokes, we got Sister Gwen, we got Sister Laney. Got a lot of senior citizens on here. Come on, share.
Well, I can share. This is Sister Lily Stokes. Can you hear
me? All right. Yes, ma'am.
I can share a testimony that happened in our family this past Friday. My granddaughter and her baby, they were on 285. Getting ready to go to New Orleans. She was going to go down there for the weekend. And a car came, crossed two lanes, and hit her, the gentleman did. Hit her, towed the car, knocked the baby car seat down on in the back of the car, the front seat, passenger side, came up in the front, and but God. They don't have a scratch on them. They hurt it, but they don't have no broken bone. They just got this sore right now. And, you know, they talk about the Friday evenings up here. They get on the highway on Friday before 2 o'clock. But she invited me to come ride down with her. But my spirit, I said, this is Labor Day weekend. My spirit don't lead me to go to New Orleans this weekend. And she said, well, okay, Grandma, I'm going on. And that's all the fun she got. Towed the car up. It's a little Malibu, Chevrolet Malibu, 4 years old. Almost finished paying for it. And God saved. So that's a praise report right there. I know those are prayers that I've been filling up. I called them, I told them this morning, I was talking about the prayers that you never leave out of church, even if you just have 50 cents. Always put it there because you'll get the overflow. and I told Jaleesa, her name is Jaleesa. I told Jaleesa, I said, I prayed so much from you all since 2005. I say that you got the overflow this day. You got the overflow. No broken bones, no scratches on them. But they had to go to the doctor because of the soreness. But I thank and praise God that he saved my granddaughter, because it could have been the other way around. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that testimony.
Thank you.
God is faithful. Yes, he is. Even in our old age, God warned Mother Billy Stokes not to go on that trip, and she didn't go. So I thank God.
I didn't go. The Spirit of the Lord didn't tell me to go.
Amen, amen. God continues to bless us. He's faithful to each of us. We have so much to be thankful for. So I'd like for somebody to pray a brief prayer for thankfulness to God, giving God thankfulness for how he has kept us thus far from the time we were born to now. Who would like to pray? Somebody who didn't pray, state your name and let's pray. Hello?
Oh, Gloria Dean, I'll pray for God to be thankful. Thankfulness to God.
Amen.
Yeah,
Lord, we
thank
you. We thank you, Father God. We just want to thank you and give you glory and give you all praise, God, because, Father, the testimony, God, how you have blessed us in every way, Father God. We just want to love you, Father. Let you know we love you. We thank you with all of our heart, Father. You have brought us on a situation, Father God, that was very serious, that nobody would ever believe that we could ever come out of. But, Father, this is the kind of God that you are. We just want to be thankful, God. We thank you so much. We thank you, Father God. When we're not thanking you, thank you for us, God. And you're performing for us, God, at the same time. And we just want to thank you, God, for how you can just come forth of so many ways you can come forth, God, no matter what we may be doing. Maybe we're speaking. Maybe, God, it's something we forgot to say, but you do something in line of that that'll pertain to it to be the same thing. God, you take over sometimes. You take over for us because it's your love. And we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our Lord. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for being our everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for our good health and strength. Thank you. Thank you for our families. Thank you for keeping us safe and aware. All of our families all over this world, all over. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us, God, with this virus, God, that you're keeping us away, God, that you're preserving us from all evil. You're preserving our souls, God, and you're preserving our going out and our coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer. Oh, awesome. Thank you, Sister Gloria Dean from Metairie, Louisiana. All right, so.
Marrero.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Marrero.
Oh, Marrero. Oh, okay, I apologize. Marrero. Hallelujah. All right, so now it's time for Bible Facts. We have Sister Stephanie on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to do some Bible Facts, so get your thinking caps on. Let's see how much Bible you know today. How you doing, Sister Stephanie?
God
be the glory. Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right. Our first question, our first fact. How many books of the Gospels are there, and can you name them?
All right. State your name and answer the question. She said, how many books of the Gospel are there, and name
are
them?
Are there, and name them.
Brian.
There are books of
And the names are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Amen. Is that right, Sister Stephanie?
Yes, he is. Yes.
All right. Good job, Brother Brian. All right. Next question, Sister Stephanie.
I'm sorry.
We can't hear you. Your mouth is away from the phone.
The book of Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Son of Solomon, are the books of what?
All right, state that one more time.
the book of Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Songs of Solomon are the books of
poetry.
Yep, books of poetry. Thank you, poetry.
She is correct.
All right. Good job. Keep going.
Name the minor prophet.
Say it twice. You got to read the questions twice. For some reason,
I'm
your
sorry.
Mouth is coming away from the phone, and we can't hear you.
Name the major prophet.
Name the major prophet. State your name and name the major prophet.
Sister Gwen from
All right,
Chicago.
Sister Gwen.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel.
You're missing just one.
All right, give her a chance. Go ahead. What? You missed one, but you're doing good.
You're doing very good. Just one more in there.
Nehemiah? I don't know.
All right. Say it one more time, Sister Gwen.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. I thought it was four.
It's five.
It said there are five. Oh. Oh.
All right. Who can name the one she did not name?
Gloria Dean, Lamentations.
Amen.
Very good. That's correct.
But I want to say this, Sister Carita. At one time, when they would say name the major prophets, lot of times they would never say Lamentations. They'd always say, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. They never did put Lamentations in there. I've just been seeing that late, since I've been looking in the Bible. I've been seeing Lamentations, but at one time, that they would only say those four. But
okay.
Now they Lamentations.
Thank you so much for sharing that. All right. Sister Stephanie, keep going.
The fourth question. How many books of prophecy are there? And could you name the books?
State your name and give the answer. How many books of prophecy are there? State the answer.
Brian, there's one book of prophecy, and the name is Revelation.
Very good.
Amen.
So those are all the Bible facts for today. Everybody did very well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. All right. We had homework. Who remembers what the homework was? Anybody, everybody, somebody? What was the homework?
To read Genesis 10, come up with five questions, and to memorize, I remembered it, but I can't remember the verse now. Wow.
All right. We had to memorize. Who else remembered? What's the homework? Memorize what?
Genesis 9 and 1. And also, if you forgot, remember 8:22.
Genesis 8:22. All right. So who wants to say Genesis 8:22 from memory? Who's ready? Don't cheat.
Sister Stephanie. No cheating. It's Sister Stephanie. While the earth remaineth seed time and harvest, and heat and cold, winter, summer, and day and night shall not cease.
Amen. Good job. Anybody else? Genesis 8:22. Did you memorize it yet? All right. Well, you guys are getting behind. We're going to get new scriptures, so you got to remember. Got to remember those scriptures every week so you don't get behind. All right, who can do Genesis 9:1? Genesis 9:1.
Gloria Dean, I think I did pretty good trying to remember that one. God blessed Noah and his sons and told them to multiply and to be fruitful and replenish the earth.
Amen.
That's it, right?
Amen.
Yep.
I did it?
Yes, ma'am. You did it. Give her a hand, y'all. Let's clap. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go, glow, go.
Amen, amen.
Huh?
Thank you, Glory Dean. All right. Okay, now we have five questions to do. Who did your five questions?
I did.
I did. Who's
oh.
I?
Oh, okay. Vivian did.
All right, Vivian, give us two questions and, you know, ask question number one and then wait for the answer and then question number two. Go ahead, Vivian.
Name one of the sons of Noah.
All right, repeat it two times. Wait, hold
name
on.
One.
Repeat it twice, Vivian.
Name one of the sons of Noah.
Stephanie.
Esther. Shem.
Shem, is that right, Vivian?
Not Esther.
Huh?
Did she say Esther?
No, tell
no,
her again, Esther.
Shem.
She said Jeffy.
Shem.
Okay,
she
Jeffy,
said
yes.
Shem.
Yes.
All right, and
yes.
Stephanie, what did you say, Stephanie?
I said Ham.
Yes,
Ham.
Yes.
Say another one that she didn't say. You know.
And Shane.
All right. Okay, good. Shem and Ham. Okay, is that right, Vivian?
Yes.
Okay. Who else want to do? Oh, I'm sorry, Vivian, you got another question?
Yeah. Name a son from the tribe of Shem.
Read the question
Esther.
Twice.
Cana. Esther. Cana.
Name a son from the tribe of Shem.
All right, Esther, say it again.
Cana. C-A-N-A.
Put your mouth to the phone more, Esther. We can't understand you.
Canaan.
Esther, is your phone turned up all the way? Because you sound like you crossed the room.
Yes, it is.
Okay, that was better.
Okay, I said Canaan. Canaan.
Vivian.
No, I didn't. I don't think it was Canaan. Name
okay.
another. Name another.
That's the question.
Wait, hold on. Sister Lanny, what'd you say?
She asked the question, name a child of Shem, right?
Right.
S-H-E-M.
Yeah.
Elam.
Yes.
Elam,
okay,
Elam
good. Y'all did your homework. All right, thank you, Sister Vivian. Who else want to do two questions?
Stephanie.
Okay,
Ooth and Hul, Grehem, Mash are the children of Ooth. Ooth and Hul and Gether and Mash are the children of who?
Vivian. Of Gether. Is
no.
that right?
No.
All right, try
say
again.
Say your question again.
Yes, ma'am. Ooth and Hul, Gether and Mash are the children of who?
I didn't get that first word.
Ooth. U-Z. Ooth.
Oh, I'm pronouncing it different than you. Okay, I'm saying us. Okay, go ahead.
Ooth
Tall, Guther, and Mash are the children of who?
Who is their daddy?
Gloria Dean, it looks like you're looking at the question asked to be children of Aram.
Very good. Yes, that is correct. Yes.
All right, good job. Y'all searching. Keep it up. Open your mind. Chapter 10. Go ahead.
My last question. Who did Cush begat? Who did Cush begat? Who was the child of Cush?
Oh, I know that one.
Who is that? State your name. State your name and give the answer.
Our sister Lainey, the son of Cush, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Seba, Avala, and Saba, Sabta, Rayama, and Sadisha.
No.
I think I'm trying to say it right. It's in verse 7.
What's the question again, please? I think I know the answer.
It's in verse 7.
Who are the children of Cush?
Oh, well.
You want to
know who? Did Sister Lainey give the right answer, Sister Stephanie?
No.
Okay.
But I only see one person with Cush. He got Nimrod.
That's correct.
That he got.
Oh, all right, Nimrod. Yes. Good. Yes. Good job. All right. All right. Anybody else got their questions? Want to do two questions? All right, well, we're going to move on. Lesson 10, Genesis. Let's see. Stephanie is going to read, but listen, everybody get your Bibles out. Turn to Genesis chapter 10, because I'm going to call on you. Stephanie's going to start the reading off, but I'm going to call on you too. So go to Genesis chapter 10. You got your Bibles ready? Everybody get your Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
When you come on here, you need your Bible.
Okay, is everyone there? Is everyone ready?
Hold on one second. I'm sorry, we got a humming in the line, but try to ignore it. Okay. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father God, for clearing the lines of the humming sounds and the interruptions and all of the stuff. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare the lines are clear, and we will hear each other clearly. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, everybody got Genesis chapter 10. Anybody need more time? All right, good job. Okay, go ahead. Start, Sister Stephanie.
Yes, ma'am. Genesis 10, verse 1. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And unto them were born sons after the flood. 2. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, Magog, and Madai, Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tirus. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkepin, and Zepath, and Togarmah. And the sons of Javan were...
Stop. Okay, Glory Dean. Read verse 4, Glory Dean.
And the sons of Javan, Elisha, and Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. By these
right,
were the owls of the Gentiles divided into their land. Everyone after their families in their nations.
All right, stop there, Gloria Jean. All right, Stephanie, go ahead.
Verse 6. And the sons of Ham, Cush, and Merom, and But and Canaan. 7. And the sons of Cush, Sheba, Havilah, and Tobeth, and Ramaeth, and Zetetham. That's wrong, I know it is. And the sons of Raham, Sheba, and Dedan. 8. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one on the earth. 9.
All right, stop there. Brian, can you read verse 9? Brother Brian.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 9, he was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. Verse 10.
All right, stop
in the
there.
Beginning.
Stop there. Stephanie, go ahead.
Verse 10. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Assad, and Calamith, and the land of Shinar. 11. Out of that land went forth Ashar, and built Nineveh, and the city of Nineveh, and Calah. 12.
All right, stop there. All right, stop
okay.
there. All right, Mother Stokes, would you like to read?
Nabal and Calah, the same is a great city.
All right, you can stop there. Go ahead, Stephanie.
And Merab began Ludum and Anamin and Labadim and Nephatim. 14. And Peresim and Calamish, out of whom came Philistim, and wow, these names. Kephorathim, 15. And Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, 16. And the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Jizzite, 17. And the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, 18. And the Arvathi, and the Samati, and the Hamathalith, and afterward were the families of the Canaanites spread abroad. 19. And the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as though cometh to Gennar, into Gaza, as to Goth and Gomorrah and Admath and Zebum, even unto Lachia. And
right,
these
are the
sons.
Stop there. Mr. Gwen,
okay.
Would you like to read verse 20?
Yes. These are the sons of Ham, after their families, after their tongues, in their country, and in their nation.
All right, stop there. All right, Gloria Dean, would you read 21?
Unto Shem also, the father of all children of Abhar, the brother of Japheth, the elder, even to him were children born. The children of Shem, Elam and Ashur and Arphaxad and Lud and Aram and the children
right.
of Aram, Uz and Hul and the Gopar.
Stop there. I usually only call on you all for one verse, so listen to the verse I call on you. All right, Stephanie, go ahead.
And we're at 23, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the children of Aram, Uz, and Hul, and Gether, and Mash.
24.
And the Aramphlet began Salah, and Salah begat Edver. And unto Edver were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days was the earth divided, and his brother's name was Jotan. 26. And Jotan begat Almagad, and she left, and Hazra Mavedis, and Jerah. 27. And Hadaram, and Uzal, and Dikla. 28. And Obel, and Abilamil, and Sheba, 29. And Olaseth, and Hava, and Jobab, all these were the sons of Jotan. 30. And their dwelling was from Misha, as Su goeth unto Sepher, a mount on the east. 31. And the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongues, and their land, after their nations. 32. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations, and by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. Amen.
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 Thank you so much. You guys did a great job. You know, these names are difficult to pronounce. I'm like, whoa.
They really are.
And every name has a different meaning. Each name has a different meaning. The lesson in Genesis 10 tells us about the generations of Noah. How many of us know about our own generation? How many of us know our great-great-grandparents on our father's side, on our mother's side? Of our family, who do we know who they were, what they believed, how many children they had, what sins they committed that might have brought generational curses on our lives? Do we know what diseases that our great-great-great-great-parents could have passed on to us, like diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, lupus, sickle cell anemia, heart problems, and so on? Do you know where your great-great-grandparents were born? Or where their parents were born? Do you know if they were saved? What church they went to? What language they spoke? Do you know if they owned their own business? Or what did they do for a living? Did you ever wonder why God birthed you into the family you were birthed into? What is your purpose? What is the purpose of each person in your family? How many grandsons, this is another question you can answer, how many grandsons did Noah have? How many grandsons did Noah have? Who knows the answer? All right, if you don't know the answer, look it up for next week. How many grandsons did Noah have? We'll be working on that next week. Homework. Let me just give you the homework for next week. All right, homework. Let's read Genesis 11 chapter. Read Genesis 11. You're going to write five questions from those. Write five questions. All right, from Genesis 11. And give you another chance to learn those scriptures. Learn those scriptures. We don't. Genesis 8:22, Genesis 9:1. All right, so we got to do the scripture memory. Genesis 8:22, Genesis 9 and 1. That's homework for next week. It'll be the 16th of September. So this is homework. All right, read and do your questions, okay? Don't forget to do your questions. When you read, do your questions. Think about questions. All right? Anybody have any questions they want to ask so far? All right. Okay, now, we're going to pray for our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and the future generation's salvation. We're going to pray for our children, grandchildren, and future generations' grandchildren, salvation for them. Some of your grandchildren may be saved already. We don't know. But anyway, some of them may not be. But we're going to pray for their salvation. And the ones that are saved already, we're going to pray that they come closer to the Father. Closer to the Father. All right. Anybody have any questions so far? All right. I need two people to pray for grandchildren, great-grandchildren, future generations. And make sure you cut those generation curses off of their lives. All right, who want to start? Oh, that's everybody want to do it? Everybody? I could call in everybody to pray?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, you can.
All right, who said yes, you can?
Vivian.
All right, Vivian, we're going to call on you first. Go ahead and pray.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. God, we love you. We love you, Lord. You are just so awesome, God. Lord God, and Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for our children and our grandchildren, Lord, our great-grandchildren, God. We just thank you, Lord, for giving them to us, God. We pray that they walk up right before you and get to know you, Lord God. So, Lord, we break every generational curse off of them, that curse of alcohol, that curse of drugs, oh, God, that curse, oh, God, of mental stability, oh, God, that curse, oh, God, Father God, of not being able to comprehend or learn that, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we are laying our grandchildren and great-grandchildren before you, Lord, that every generational curse, oh, God, will be broken off of them, that curse of, oh, Father God, of failure, that curse, oh, God, Father God, of lust. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, every generational curse, God, we are bringing it before you, Lord God. Oh, God, that our children shall grow in the wisdom and knowledge of you, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, they shall, oh, God, oh, God, walk upright in the land and be known, oh, God, in the land, God. Oh, God, for their, oh, God, that they have wisdom and knowledge, that they sought your face, oh, God. Oh, God, that they have good character, what I was trying to say, in the name of Jesus, Lord. That God, that their character be known as good character. And, Lord, as we break the curses off of them, God, they will proceed, oh, God, in the wisdom and knowledge that you give in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Vivian. Powerful prayer. Who else want to pray for our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, future generations, salvation? State your name and pray, please.
Sister Laney.
Okay, go ahead, Sister Laney.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we so thank you that you've made this opportunity available to us and for us to intercede for the children of our children and our children. I don't have any children of my own, but I have siblings that have children. I set in a gap for them. I want to thank you, Father, for allowing them to be born. I want to thank you, Father, for some of them being allowed to be adopted. And, Father, because of being born and adopted and being coming into this world, born in sin and manipulated and shaped, contorted by things in their environment at home and other places, Father, we pray for deliverance and healing in all areas. God, the ones that are adopted, that they will be delivered from the spirit of rejection from their mother's womb. that they felt like they weren't good enough for their parents to keep them. We, Father, pray a deliverance on them, that they will release that bondage that the enemy has tried to put upon them, that a spirit of unworthiness, we come against it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you're delivering them and all these nieces and nephews from this generation to the next generation, from alcoholism, drug abuse, illicit sexual acts of any kind, obscene sexual acts, and sexual activity too early, beyond marriage. Father, we pray that you will give them a heart to really seek you, Father, through salvation, starting with salvation, that they'll become saved, and after being saved, they'll be subject to the teaching of the word, and through the teaching of the word, they will submit themselves to the teaching and allow you to change and rearrange whatever needs to be changed and rearranged to take them to a place of sanctification, and that they will learn to live a life of sacrifice of obedience unto you, God. Thank you. We bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Every accursed thing that the enemy has leveled against them, even the spirit of hurt, through the loss of loved ones, through the loss of parents, through the loss of other significant people that in relationships, God, that left them wounded and left them open to be reminded again that they've been rejected. Father, I come against it in the name of Jesus. Good and perfect gifts come from you. The devil come to steal our joy, to break our peace, and to destroy our testimony. I pray, God, that you will protect them from all of those, faith in the blood of Jesus right now. God, and even release an angel, even now and forever, that they will be poised and ready to bless these young people so they would learn to walk in obedience to you, and expect you in a minute now to show them how to live the life that brings glory to you. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Okay, Mother Stokes.
Yes, ma'am.
There are two elderly people that I want you to pray for, Mother Ludell and Mother Fanny, and cover all the elderly people. Pray for them, please.
Okay, Mother. Okay, well, I'm writing your name down.
Okay, Mother Ludell has not been well. She was in the hospital, and Mother Fanny is ailing. So if you could pray for them as well, I appreciate it.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to lift up Mother Ludell this afternoon, God. She's your child, and you know who she is, Father. We thank you for our healing. She's in need of a healing today, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you right now that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer. You're the one that healeth thee. You pray one, you spoke one word, and you heal all diseases. So, Lord, all means all. Lord, lift up Mother Ludell. Give her strength, Father. Jehovah everlasting strength. We thank you, Lord God. Heal her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet and every area of her body, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we just lift her up. She's your child, oh God. And Father, Mother Fanny, we thank you for the strength that you've given her, Jehovah everlasting strength. Father, we thank you right now that you're Jehovah Rapha, and you are the healer. You're the one that healed thee. And Lord, we thank you right now in advance for the healer, and she will give you all the glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you for these two sisters, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just lift them up to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. And now, Lord, I lift up all the seniors, all of the elderly people, including myself, Father. We thank you, God, that some have arthritis, some have diabetes, some have high blood pressure, kidney disorder. Father, we lift those diseases up, and all diseases, everything that they have. And, Lord, some of them are still strong. Some of them just going and going, Father. But we lift them up to you, oh God. We thank you for the strength that you've given our elderly people to take care of themselves, oh God. And those who are ill, Father, like Sister Fanny and Sister Lola, Lord, you send someone there to help them, Lord. The person, their caretaker needs help, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you in advance that you're going to take care of all of the elder people, even in the nursing homes, oh, God. Lord, there's many people in nursing homes waiting on you right now, waiting for someone to come and feed them, waiting on someone to come and change them their way. Father, in the name of Jesus, my dog must say they don't have enough people to wait on them, and they have to lay down some time, a while before they can get around to all of them. Father, all nursing homes and those living centers, Lord God, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you would increase the volunteer workers who would go and help the nurses out in this COVID-19, this pandemic, Lord God. And I pray against this COVID-19. I pray against the pandemic, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will, the people and nursing home, many of them lay there, oh, God. And, Father, in a little while, she said in their nursing home they lost 10 people in 2 days. Lord, I lift them up to you, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, that's just the name of few. But, God, we thank you right now for every one of the elders. Many of them have served you when on the battlefield for a long time, God, and you promised them that you would take care of them. So, God, right now, we believe in your promises. We believe that you say we have confidence in your word, oh God. So, Father, right now, Lord God, take care of them for us, Lord. We need your help, God. You told us if we call on you, you will answer. And you, if there's in your word, you will bring it to pass. So, God, we thank you right now that you're bringing this word to pass. Oh, I'll send it out in the atmosphere. May it perform what it's sent out to do. Sent out to bring healing home to our elders, Lord God. Strength to our elders. Some of them have short of food, oh God. Some people are short of food, don't have food. Some of them went through the hurricane, Father. Oh, Father, we need, they need your help, Lord God. Father, I know that you will, and I know you will do it because you promised us you'll never leave us nor forsake us, oh Father. And so, God, for that reason, I want to thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we're about to close out. Anybody have any questions before we leave? All right. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for baby Chloe. I thank you for baby Chloe, 7 months old, Lord God, just got a liver transplant. I thank you for baby Zoe, who either got a liver transplant or waiting on one. Provide, Lord God. I thank you for CJ, Lord God, 9 years old, Lord God. Need that healing in his body. Give him strength to his body, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for all the families, oh God, that we represent. I thank you for Esther. I thank you for Stephanie. I thank you for Sister Gwen. I thank you for Mother Lily Stokes. I thank you for Sister Blanny. I thank you for Brother Brian. I thank you for Vivian, for Gloria Dean. I cover all of us with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, we are under the shadow of your almighty wings. Remove swelling from legs, oh God. Remove hip pain, neck and shoulder pain, stress. I say go right now in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that we are healed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, our families are healed in Jesus' name. Oh God, we would continually call upon you morning, noon, and night in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that you have covered us thus far and you will continue. Cover us from the coronavirus, oh God, our families, and Lord, we thank you. We bind up accident, incident, mishaps, mechanical breakdowns. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy because we serve you, oh God. And Lord, we thank you that you are faithful to us who come on the line. You are faithful to our families. In the name of Jesus, bless and protect us in our neighborhoods, in our vehicles, everywhere we go. In the name of Jesus, hear our requests, even requests that we did not make our inner requests. Hear those requests, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us to study your word, to obey your word, to obey what you tell us, to do what you tell us to do. Forgive us for any way we're out of integrity. Forgive us for sins known and unknown. In the name of Jesus, forgive us for errors, for every ungodly way. and creating us a clean heart, oh God. Remove every spot from our garment, oh God. And so, Father, as we leave the line but not from your presence, walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. And, Lord, I pray for a study spirit to come on everybody, that they would study your word, read your word, and that they would dig deeper into your word, that they would know your word, oh God. And then all of us, that we will hunger and thirst for righteousness like never before. Heal knee problems, oh God. Heal swelling in ankles and in feet. Oh God, give us the right foods to eat. Oh God, help us as we eat physically. Oh God, help us to eat spiritually, to be hungry for you. More of you, more of you, more of you. Stir us up, oh God. Stir us up, stir us up, so that we will hunger and thirst for you on a daily basis. And we will praise you in the house, outside the house, everywhere we go. Oh, God, keep us safe under the shadow of your almighty wings. You are awesome and holy. You are a mighty God. No God great like you, Jehovah. And we thank you for what you've done, what you're about to do, in Jesus' name. Lord Dean, you got to, can you play for us? I'm going to keep praying until you get ready to pray. Let me know. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, every care that we have, every concern that we have, Lord, are we going in the right direction? Lord, will we get the coronavirus? Lord, will we get a disease? Hallelujah. Lord, we are in the palm of your almighty hand. Nobody can snatch us out. Oh, God, we thank you that because we're your children, your people, called by your name, we will humble ourselves and pray, turn from our wicked ways. We will obey you in the name of Jesus, and you will send no pestilence, pandemic, no coronavirus over us or our families in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you all. I thank God for you all. We thank God for you all and your families. We look forward to talking to you. Saturday we'll be on, or whenever you can come on next Wednesday for your homework. Love you. Thank you, Glory Dean.
Amen. God bless you, sister. Remind them that tonight is devotion night on the Kingdom Dominion prayer line.
Okay.
Tonight, I start at 6 o'clock Central Time and 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Amen.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. We love you.
And love you too.
All right. Love y'all. Have a good day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.